Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and very excited you're with us here tonight. Of course, our special guest is the author of numerous books, including the Giza Death Star trilogy there, which is the Giza Death Star and then Deployed and Destroyed, Reich of the Black Sun, the SS Brotherhood of the Bell. So again, ranging from Nazi technologies to ancient Egyptian technologies. It's very intriguing stuff. And obviously, Joseph Farrell, welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
There is some connection there. Oh, you're most welcome.
Oh, yes, definitely a connection. You want to open up all sorts of Pandora's boxes.
I do. I do, and I want to open all of them at once.
Well, remember, you can't very easily close them once they're open.
Fair enough. Well, you know, sometimes I like to leave them, you know, just cracked a little bit, and people can peek in at their leisure and explore things a little further. We don't need to answer all the questions, my friend, but sometimes we can stimulate areas of their mind that maybe they would like to read more, because obviously with five incredibly in-depth, very, very detailed and extraordinarily well-resourced books, I mean, I've never seen anyone take such painstaking effort to source everything. I mean, this is all indisputable stuff, and there's no way we could fit it into 3 hours or even three weeks of shows, but we're going to do the best we can to cover a lot of these subjects.
Well, thank you. That's very complimentary.
True.
Thank you. Well, let's draw a connection to ancient technology this way. The bell represents probably an outshoot of the SS's interest in occult and esoteric literature in this way. If we go back to an ancient Sanskrit text called the Vimanika Shastra, this text is a very, very old text that details, believe it or not, how to construct flying machines. And I'm talking about a text that's hundreds, if not thousands, of years old. And it details the propulsion that would be needed to make these machines work, and they're all based on mercury, and incidentally, rotating mercury. Now, this is right up the alley of the physicist that headed up the Bell Project. He was a Nobel laureate physicist by the name of Walter Gerlach, whose specialty was in rotating things, and whose specialty also included stressing mercury. So it's very probable that the part of the inspiration, at least, for the Bell Project came from this SS interest in researching the scientific and military applications of the occult. So we have a connection there. Now, as for ancient weapons of mass destruction, if we look at some of the ancient texts, and particularly the Sumerian texts or the Hurrian texts, even to a lesser extent the Egyptian texts, we see constant reference to the wars of the gods, which are fought with just some absolutely horrendously powerful weapons, truly, truly planet-destroying weapons. In the new book, which incidentally is coming out in August, it's called The Cosmic War, Interplanetary Warfare, Modern Physics, and Ancient Texts. And basically, I get into these texts in a very detailed examination of their possible connections to some very modern and avant-garde notions in physics. These texts all indicate that some sort of technology existed in extremely ancient times, and not only that it existed, but that it was actually used and deployed in a truly cosmic war.
It's very exciting stuff. Let me jump in here for a quick break, my friend. I apologize, folks. You paid for the whole seat, but you're only using the edge of it. Stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest this evening, Joseph Farrell. And welcome back to you, sir.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. So when we left off, we were just discussing, of course, ancient weapons of mass destruction. And,
right.
We're talking about interplanetary conflict here.
I believe so, because... Robert Oppenheimer, when he was in charge of the Manhattan Project, it's a story that's been circulating for many years, and it's probably true. During the Trinity test in New Mexico, he quoted a line from an ancient Hindu epic called the Mahabharata.
Yes.
And the quotation goes as follows: "I have become as death, the destroyer of worlds." And this little sentence occurs at the end of the passage in the Mahabharata where some of these wars and weapons are being described. And the passage in question describes a weapon that, on first reading, looks exactly like an ancient description of a nuclear device being exploded. But the clue for me is that last sentence itself, because the biggest nuclear devices that we have on this planet are still not world destroying weapons. They're at best region destroying, but nothing nearly powerful enough to take out a planet. So if we look at all of these ancient legends, even, you know, Aboriginal tribes in Australia or the Okanagan Indians in North America or whoever, almost every society that has preserved a tradition from that period of human history has some tradition of a cosmic war, a war of the gods in which whole worlds were destroyed, and in some cases where whole worlds themselves were turned into weapons. So it's my belief that if we look at some ideas in contemporary physics, and I certainly do this in the new book that's coming out, that if we look at some of these ideas, it is entirely possible to explain, at least on a theoretical basis, how weapons like that might be constructed. So I think to connect it all back to the Nazis and to modern technology and so on and so forth, I think that there is an undertow in physics among the educated, literate physicists who've always had kind of an interest in some of these ancient texts, that they see some of these things. And in the case of the Nazis, I think there was a concerted, disciplined, organized, well-financed effort to realize some of them again. And that's really kind of the story of all of these books. It's a reconstruction of a very ancient, super sophisticated, and extraordinarily powerful technology.
And this would be as evidenced by, I guess, the Great Pyramid still being around?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. The basic thesis of the Giza Death Star trilogy is that the Great Pyramid in particular shows all the evidences of being a machine, and a very ancient machine, and in my reading of the engineering of that structure, it has all the evidence of being a machine that would fit well with the types of physics that I'm describing. In other words, it was conceived, designed, executed, built, and I, in my opinion, probably deployed as a weapon in that war.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Now, how does this, and this would be, you mentioned earlier about like an Atlantean sort of mindset of philosophy, I guess.
An agenda?
An agenda, yes. Thank you. Is there some evidence of that being, of some of these, you know, when you look at some of these advanced engineering techniques for pyramids and structures that can still be found, things that are
right.
Very, you know, bizarrely understood by a lot of people. That one theory, of course, is Atlantis being destroyed and advanced people with advanced technology going out and you know, either founding or contributing to various societies around the planet.
Right. Well, I think my take on it is that the civilizations that popped up in classical antiquity, Egypt and Sumer and the Indus Valley and so on, that these things came into being so fully formed and so very sophisticated that they had to have been seeded somehow from something that existed prior to them. Whether it was on this planet or off this planet is beside the point. The real point is that these civilizations just spring full-fledged into being. And that's the problem, really, that academic historiography really does not have an adequate answer to. And the only way that we can find the adequate answer is to take some of these ancient texts and traditions which speak themselves of something having existed prior to the classical antiquity, that we take these legends and traditions seriously and examine them then in terms of the best that modern science can offer to explain some of their more extraordinary elements. And that really is the point.
Hmm. Now, when you're looking at all these things, I mean, obviously, it's almost like at this point, presumably, we're trying to play catch-up to a society that had constructed these things thousands
right.
of years before.
Right.
It's really, well, it's almost kind of defeatist, don't you think?
Well, you know, let's look at a contemporary political event from this viewpoint, and that's the invasion and the ongoing American and British presence in Iraq. I believe Jim Mars has been on your program a few times and has talked about the Baghdad Museum looting.
Yes.
All right. If we look at, and I do in the new book extensively, you know me, I quote texts extensively and then analyze them or comment on them so that people will be able to read the actual text itself and find out where I'm pulling this from. So if we read the ancient Sumerian texts, which of course are texts that come from that region of the world, they are the texts that of all the traditions and legends in antiquity are the ones that are the most explicit and the most fully detailed about the types of technology that were involved in that ancient war. Now, there is no way, to my way of thinking, that the presence in Iraq can be explained completely and totally simply by geopolitical and oil considerations. I think there's another agenda going on in addition to those very legitimate agendas, and that agenda can be found out by the fact that prior to the invasion of Iraq, France and Germany, guess who again, had their own archaeological teams in Iraq at the behest of Hussein's regime to recover and dig in some of these ancient sites and catalog for the Iraqis these findings. Now, when the Baghdad Museum was looted, there is every indication that it was kind of an inside job by somebody, not necessarily us, and that when the things were supposedly put back, not all of the things were. There are things, if you followed the story up to the present, there are things that are missing. To my knowledge, the only ones that have a complete catalog of what was being found by those French and German archaeological teams prior to our invasion are precisely the Germans.
Wow.
So I think, you know, maybe behind the public story that we were concerned about weapons of mass destruction, maybe we were concerned about weapons of mass destruction of a much more ancient sort.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's where I was going with that, because doesn't it stand to reason that if you've got these things like the Great Pyramid that have already been invented and whatnot, it just makes more sense to take what's left behind and build from that than it does to start all over.
Right. Exactly so.
Oh.
Exactly so.
Wow.
And if we add to this mix the fact that the president in the current administration has some of these secret society ties that, again, go back to Germany and then on into other secret societies in Europe whose partial objective or raison d'etre is precisely to recover some of this ancient lost wisdom, then, we are looking at a much bigger picture than the news is possibly letting us know.
Wow.
And I think that this is a definite component of it.
That is something else. Now, would you wager that Iran is probably on the agenda, maybe for the same reason? Do we know something about Iran? I mean, as far as Iraq goes, most people wouldn't have thought maybe too much about it. But I mean, obviously, if you look at the significance, you know, you look at the culture of Babylon and whatnot, that Iraq built there. But Iran, I guess, would also be part of the Babylon territory as well, wouldn't
it? Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Absolutely. And in fact, again, if you look at the ancient Persian Zoroastrian manuscripts and legends and so on, again, you'll find adumbrations of this ancient cosmic war, and less so than in the case of the Sumerians, but you will also find very kind of rough and loose descriptions of technologies that were involved with it. So this part of the world in particular, Egypt, Sumer, the Indus Valley, the Hindu and Sanskrit traditions, these traditions are rich with descriptions of this ancient war and of the technologies with which it was fought. But again, I stress the fact that even though those are the civilizations that have these traditions, it doesn't take you long to find them popping up with the Mayans and Fijians and so on and so forth.
Let me jump in here, my friend.
Sure.
Obviously, folks, there's the music. We have to pause for a brief commercial break. Only 3 minutes, though. Please stay with us in the More Frankly Speaking Radio and more from our guest, Joseph P. Farrell.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Watch me, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul.
Welcome back, folks. Our special guest this evening, Joseph Farrell. He is super bad, and he's the author of 5 books. That's 5 more books than you've ever written. It's 5 more books than I'll ever write. Joseph Farrell, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Frank.
It's 5 so far, of course. It's soon to be 6.
Yeah.
You know, amazing stuff, and just with all the information that you've given us, you know, I have two questions/points that I want you to you know, pick up this ball and run with it.
Sure.
Number one, first things first, what would be the purpose behind acquiring a technology to basically something that could annihilate a whole planet? Because obviously if the people using it are on this planet will not be the target.
Right.
So what would be?
Well, if you follow the story carefully in the books, particularly the Giza Death Star trilogy and then and the new one that's coming out, there's every indication that this society that was involved in this ancient war existed in our local celestial neighbors. And I believe that there is enough circumstantial evidence to suggest that at least the remnants, the remains or monuments of that society exist on our local neighbors, Mars, the moon, Iapetus, one of the moons of Saturn, and so on. So I think in terms of military thinking, it's a case of worst case scenario. What they're doing is essentially saying, well, we don't know if any of them are still out there, but we'd better be ready if they are.
I understand that. It's really fascinating. And obviously, when you're thinking about it in that capacity, you'd have to say whomever had that ability would have the ability to save or, I guess, I don't know, rule the world. So that would really be, I assume, why it would be such a such a diamond in the rough for these various countries to try to acquire this ability.
Right.
You'd basically be the king of the world.
Right. And at one and the same stroke, you would solve the looming energy problem. So it's a technology. It's a technology that, you know, if it existed, then it's worth the investment. As, since we're already there, it's worth the investment to find out a little bit more about it as much as we can.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to me because if you look at this whole thing, I mean, Iraq is a debacle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it pretty much has been for a little while now, at least. But There's a reason to keep hanging on, and obviously to the majority of the people out there, you would look at that and say, I don't see the purpose of it, because honestly, even if we did sort of pull all of our troops off the, you know, sort of front line areas and just had a base, or we just built bases around their oil, you know, installments, so that way we could again give these sweetheart deals to the oil companies and whatnot, it seems like there has to be some sort of driving force, some sort of agenda. That would really put things in sort of a heightened state of, I don't know, I guess you could say, priority. You know, that there is something here. There's something that's driving them that they can't explain to us, or they won't explain to us. And that's why it seems so ridiculously stupid. But,
well, there's a measure of hysteria and of obsession coming out of the pronouncements of our leaders regarding Iraq that seem out of proportion to the actual alleged threat and what we're actually gaining in terms of benefit by being there. So I think on that score you're correct in seeing that there may be a hidden agenda that we're not being informed about. And to my mind, the only thing that offers itself as a plausible candidate is the probable awareness on the part of certain leaders in government and in the corporate world that these ancient things are referred to and spoken about and might possibly still exist in some form or another there, either in terms of descriptions of them, fuller descriptions of them, or in terms of an actual technology.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's something else happening behind the scenes, and we have to understand this. And I think that when you look at the whole idea of a new world order, and again, I firmly believe that this is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, yeah, that there are people in influential positions specifically because they're aware of it and they're willing to play along. However, if this is something a lot of people don't really discuss, picture this new world order agenda. Picture it almost at the point of completion, almost at the point of what they would deem to be success.
Right.
Well, obviously, then you've got a bunch of people who have worked very hard and for a very long time towards a goal.
Right.
But when they reach that finish line, who's going to run the show? Because you think they're all going to say, let's all agree to share power. They don't play that way. So
no,
there would
don't.
Have to be, some sort of mad dash to be, the best of the best or the worst of the worst in this case, which means probably acquiring whatever it is they're looking for. And if Iran is such a supposed threat, which, again, it's been characterized as such for a very, very long time, that means that they're sort of the goal here, indicating that this thing is going to happen. And obviously, we're looking at complete and total conditions for a World War III type scenario.
Right.
In which, at the very least, Joseph, there would be one side versus the other, but probably more likely than not, there would be several different sort of factions all kind of going at it here at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
It's really scary, and obviously this ties in with a lot of the stuff you've been talking about. Of course, yours is based on, I guess, in the past, and what I'm talking about is speculating purely on the future. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Shoot tombstone full of wine, balls, and chain. I'm drinking TNT, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fire. Oh, I'm ready, ready as anybody can be.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. The home stretch, we got about 25 minutes left, and I'll try to fit in some of these calls if I can. No guarantees. 800-313-9443. This hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of Solei Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the one that I just absolutely love, this thing, the salt crystal lamps. These things are amazing. Filter the air. They're nice. They're not obtrusive in any capacity. They look beautiful, and they don't make any noise. Fantastic stuff. Skin care products, oral care products, natural foods, and more. All of this information available on their website. Check it out at www.natural-salt-lamps.com or call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Our special guest this evening has done extensive research on everything. This is the best way to put it. Joseph Farrell, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
You're just and I consider you to be one of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my life, and that's, if I may say so, that's saying quite a bit. Well, I know a lot of people, mostly because of the show. But, you know, again, if we look back, well, yeah, we look at the examples, I guess you could say, of history repeating itself.
Right.
Now we look at where we are now and then looking ahead, speculating on where we could go based on what you've seen as far as the real history of what's happened before. Give us an idea of how that might correlate.
Well, in terms of New World Order, the New World Order really isn't so new. It's very, very old.
Yeah.
And, you know, the previous one failed. And it failed, I think, because the extreme power and sophistication that it placed into the hands of people, just, you know, Lord Acton's dictum is still true. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that this current effort to bring in a similar global government or culture or society, whatever you will, is ultimately going to be successful. And the reason is that humans just resist naturally and innately any attempt to homogenize them and to stamp out their differences and to make them robots. And the people in charge of this new world order agenda or program are nothing but the same old crowd that want to control everybody else, and they will not succeed. Now, how that's going to come about, I don't know, but you kind of put your finger on it a little bit earlier when you said that, you know, we're nearing the finish line and everybody's kind of going to make the last-ditch mad dash for the finish line. And I think the United States has decided, you know, we're going to take our sprint first. But I don't think that you're going to see the Russians, certainly, or the Chinese or India or Europe sit by idly and allow this to be done. It's simply not going to happen that way. And already we're seeing the cracks, so to speak, in the alliance.
Hmm. This is really interesting. So this can really go a lot of different ways, I suppose. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. It could very easily end up in a large regional shooting war. It could end up being the case that the other world powers just get together and sit us down and say, "Now look." You know, I think to a certain extent that the United States in its current imperialistic designs really is positioning itself very adversely vis-a-vis the other world powers, and eventually there's going to be a price to pay.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know what it's going to be, except
right.
that, you know, looking at the Middle East, it seems like that's the big flashpoint.
Right, right.
Now, if there's something in Iran, and obviously it would seem that there's something strategically important about it, I'm of the mind that Ahmadinejad is definitely one of these New World Order guys, that he's a big player. I wonder exactly, you know, because if he's in on it and, you know, he might be looking to ally himself with somebody other than the United States, most probably Russia,
right.
indicating that Russia would have some aspects of control on something and the United States would have some as well.
Right.
So this thing is really going to get big, and it's going to get big pretty quick.
Right. Well, you know, putting it into historical perspective, Russia has always sought to drive southward toward the access to the sea, the warm sea lanes of the Indian Ocean and so on. And its conflict, of course, in the 19th century was with Great Britain, which always tried to block that access. And we've simply taken over the role of the British in that respect. But in terms of the historical geopolitics, it's always been there, and it's going to continue to be there. The new players on the scene, however, are, of course, an up-and-coming India and China, both of which are nuclear powers in their own right and which have the ability to deliver nuclear weapons. And, of course, we've got a unified Europe to worry about. So the conditions changed considerably because we're no longer playing against just one major opposition player. We're playing against several.
Hmm. So in this type of scenario of an actual war for something, and I say that in context of really when you look back on all the wars that are in the history books anyway,
right.
every one of them seems to be fought, you know, purely for some sort of financial gain, some sort of opportunistic mindset, and certainly have been manipulated from behind the scenes to create all the conditions by which these things happen. So in regards to that, then you would say, well, obviously these wars would be, and I'm not saying, and I definitely would never try to offend anyone who has fought in any of these wars, because they're very real, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that, a war for something where the powers that be are not simply trying to profit, but rather trying to accomplish something that they deem to be vital, we would probably see a lot of bizarre technologies that we've never seen before, because the ante would be up so high.
Right, right. I agree with you. Yeah. And I think there's another agenda or another aspect of this that is often overlooked. I think that in terms of the positioning, if we assume a cabal of that sort is behind the scenes attempting to manipulate and influence events, I think that one of their agendas has to be the elimination of specifically religious-founded cultures, such as the Islamic culture in that part of the world, or for that matter, the remnants of the Christian culture that exist in Europe and North and South America and Africa. They want to eliminate the influence of these two major religions in order to put into place something entirely different that would be more universal in its scope, and as a consequence, these things have to be dealt with. They have to be gotten rid of or pushed aside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, would that be in the context of some sort of one-world religion, you think?
I don't know if it's necessarily in the context of a world religion, but religion is a tremendously organizing and cohesive force for any society. So, yes, ultimately, they have to put into place something spiritual. They have to create or amalgamate something new that's going to have enough compelling intellectual and spiritual content to it to merit people's allegiance to it. And perhaps the only way that they can do that is by negation, to show the lack of that influence by showing how these religions that currently control things in that region of the world are really negative influences. They've created a massive amount of human suffering, and to be quite honest with you, just plain backwardness in that part of the world. So, I think that this, if we look for other agendas, that this has to be high on the list.
Wow. Gosh, you know, there's so much to all this.
I
just wonder, how does everything that we've discussed tonight fit into some of the research that we can expect in your new book?
Well,
that you feel comfortable talking about, of course.
Oh, sure. The new book has a lot of, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of detail in it. I cite copiously from ancient texts and modern physics, and I solve, to my mind, I think, solve in a speculatively plausible fashion what I think one of the great mysteries of this ancient technology is, and that is in the Sumerian text, there's almost a constant reference to some of this technology that's called the Tablets of Destinies. And I spend a whole chapter analyzing what I think those things were and why they conferred such awesome power to their possessors. In short, it's kind of the software that would make things like what I believe the pyramid to be work. So I think that if we put it into that kind of historical context, that the new book really kind of provides, out of left field, so to speak, kind of provides a massive historical context in which to view conflicts in that region. They've always been there, and for some reason they've always dealt with trying to achieve some position of global hegemony. So I think, yes, the new book will touch directly upon it, and again, toward the end of the book, I bring up the Nazi connection once more in kind of a very weird and unexpected sort of way. I'm not going to ruin the surprise for everybody. I'll let them find out themselves. But again, all of these things dovetail. You know, I tend to look at a very, very big picture in these books and try and draw dots and connections and document them as best as I can.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I guess the main thing that a lot of people would look at is when you're examining all this evidence and you find out where it leads, inevitably somebody would say, well, what can we do with this information? I mean, is this something that people can you know, stop? Is it even possible at that point? I mean, is this thing so big that all we can do is really be aware of it and, you know, duck and cover?
No, I don't think it's so big that all we need to be aware of it is duck and cover, because if you look at the movements of these people, they are panicked.
Yes, they are.
They are good panicked, point. And they are panicked about us. They are truly and genuinely afraid of us, because they are such, in terms of the whole world's population, they are such a small number of people that simply they are outnumbered. Their means and mechanisms of control and influence always have to be covert, shadowy, manipulative, conniving, sneaky, underhanded, and so on and so forth. And at the very pinnacle of these things, the people that are involved in these types of cabals are essentially very evil people. And very evil people can never stand to have the light of truth shown on what they do. Nothing panics them more. They have to work in the dark. So, yeah, I think it's stoppable, but I think people have to realize that it's not stoppable without action. And unfortunately, I think the action is going ultimately to have to be active action. It's to the point, I think, that trying to work it within the system is quickly an option that is running out of time. We either have to get it done and realize that we have to think seriously about revising in our law and our philosophy and our political system the power and hold that corporations have over government and over culture, or we have to figure out other means and mechanisms of curtailing and curbing their power.
Yeah. Yeah,
we are advancing into kind of a corporate feudalism, and you know, I've studied enough about medieval history to know that I don't want to live under that kind of system.
Well, I think that's a very well put statement. I've never really thought of it before, but you're absolutely right on point. I mean, when you look at society now, and you look at all the influence on our politicians, for the most part, comes from the corporations, and,
right.
and subsequently. As a result of that, we are seeing some amazing things. We are seeing the push for a new sort of political system,
right.
something new, and you've got the presidential election being talked about, obviously, far, far earlier than ever has before.
Right.
And I think there's a reason for that. I think it's like you just said, that they're terrified.
They're panicked.
Yeah, because people are getting sick and tired of being lied to and deceived and ignored.
Yeah, the other thing that is truly amazing to me, even, you know, as someone who was alive at the time of the Kennedy assassination and who remembers it vividly and how it drastically changed the direction of this country to what we see now, I do believe in the kind of the mythos that Oliver Stone put out in his movie JFK, because if it wasn't a coup d'etat, the effects of the assassination sure looked like one. It totally changed the direction and culture and makeup of the political process in this country, and it has not changed since that time. Now, I think in light of that, you know, when we add into the mix ancient technology and all of this, these super rich people are very, very bored people. They have lots of time on their hands and lots of money to spend researching this stuff or having others do it for them. So, yeah, they are on their own agenda. And what is amazing to me is that the political support, the cynicism in this country is at an all-time high.
It is. That's
Nobody
true.
Trusts the Democrats or the Republicans, and rightfully so, anymore.
That's right.
These two political parties have spent utterly and completely any moral capital that they might once have had, and yet they refuse to relinquish their hold on the political system in this country and refuse to allow any really viable third party or even any independent candidate to present a view in their totally and completely fabricated and staged political quote-unquote debates.
Well said. And I've never seen the decks stacked so thoroughly.
So thoroughly.
Unbelievable. Even, you know, potentially Michael Bloomberg running as an independent. So now you've even got, you know, the third party sort of isolated and controlled. Insofar as to say that they've got such prominent people that, you know, it detracts from anybody else who maybe is hopeful of some change. So what we've got here is, you know, we're all out here, the American people, we're dying of thirst in the desert, and we've got an oasis up ahead, and it just keeps getting further and further away. But I think even the promise of political change is not going to be enough. I think in this time, when they're trying to talk so much about politics, they are in great jeopardy of people getting burned out on the hope of some change in the future. And just say, you know, enough is enough. You guys are not saying anything different than you've ever said before. We've heard your song before. We've seen your dance, and we're not impressed.
Right, right. They are losing the people.
They are.
And, well, in my opinion, they've lost us.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
I really don't see that the shell game can continue as is. There will be some sort of drastic sea change, either for the good or for the worse. Mm-hmm. But there will be some sort of drastic sea change.
It is truly astounding to me that somebody like our guest here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, can look at something from thousands of years in the past and have it fit so perfectly into right now. Stay with us. We're back in three.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. You know, it is an incredibly heavy weight when you start looking at sort of what's going on, and you look at all the people behind the people behind the people behind the people and the agenda behind the agenda and so on and so forth. It just goes on and on and on. I don't think it holds up to scrutiny at this point to say that Iraq is just about oil or that Iran is just about oil. I think that there's definitely components to all of these things. But what we're looking at here is of biblical proportions, you know, powers and principalities, folks. And that's what we've been discussing here on the show in historical context. And my guest tonight, in the course of the five books he has available right now, I know the sixth one to come will contain these things as well. What we've got here is an incredibly in-depth, detailed, and well-sourced look at all of this. You have to understand every step of the path in order to understand sort of the origins and the ultimately the destination. And I cannot tell you enough how important these books are to that achieving that sort of understanding. Folks, I would encourage you all to go to AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com and pick up these books, The Giza Death Star, The Giza Death Star Deployed, The Giza Death Star Destroyed, Reich of the Black Sun, and The SS Brotherhood of the Bell. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. Joseph Farrell, I'm just blown away by your information, and every time we get to talk, I'm just incredibly amazed and impressed. No, it's true.
Well, it's a function of good questions, too, so well, pat yourself on the back.
You're unduly kind with that, my friend. No, this is about, you know, fearlessly walking that path of research and not jumping, you know, all the way back or jumping all the way forward or jumping anywhere in between, but actually meticulously going all the way down that road. And you've done so, and you've done it so incredibly well and thoroughly. I think you have raised the bar for all researchers to come when they start looking at these things. Inevitably, your name's going to be all over their bibliography. I know that.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah, it's just the truth. It's an amazing series of information. And again, when you're looking at all this stuff and you see all these all this connectivity and you see how it all lines up and how it plays out, it starts to make sense. So we're at a very important point in human history, my friends. And that point is this. As you said, Joe, the people are fed up. The people are burned out. The people are looking for change, and they're doing everything they can, you know, to keep that pot from boiling over. And at some point, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. So
Right. That
means that, like you said, the time is now for people to start getting out there and getting this information and getting it into other people's hands and spreading the word. Because
Right. Where
we're headed is not a pretty place.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah. And ultimately, I guess you probably agree with this as well, that the you know, the crutch that we have that's never going to break, you know, no matter how much pressure is put on it, is our faith. I mean, that's the thing that's going to get us through this, because ultimately, when we get past that not pretty place, it's all going to work out. I mean, we know that for a fact.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. Joseph Farrell, I cannot thank you enough. Would you please give out the 800 number again for the books?
Sure. It's 1-800-718-4514.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. God bless you, my friend, and thank you, Frank. Amazing.
It's been fun.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Folks, I apologize for the calls we weren't able to get to here tonight, but don't worry, there's always tomorrow night. We'll see you then for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
It's true.